Welcome to the Cashflow Chronicles. I'm your host, Johnny Catani, and the founder of Catani Capital Group. For the last 2 years, I've been studying alternative assets and now help solve the problem of creating passive cash flow for creators, influencers, and busy professionals by bringing you 5 episodes a week of easy to understand education in the world of passive investing. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Chronicles. I'm your host, Johnny Catani. Happy last day of May, everybody. I can't believe it. Made it through another month, flew by just as quick. Seems like this year is just right on through, basically halfway through the year, which is absolutely crazy. But that's what happens when you're busy, right? And a lot going on. I hope everyone had an awesome Memorial Day. Obviously, weekend holiday, but want to thank all the service members, active, and the veterans who helped to protect our freedom. Very, very grateful. We remember you guys and are extremely grateful for everything you do for our country that allows me to sit here and blab into a microphone and talk about one of my passions with you guys. So absolutely grateful. I hope everyone enjoyed their long weekend. And it's June now, and we're almost officially to summer, which is crazy. So awesome. We've got some stuff to get to today. I'm very excited. We have huge news. Well, I've got news, but we'll see. And it does relate to the debt ceiling. I know you guys have been following along, obviously been keeping you guys updated. So hopefully you're enjoying that, because that's been big to follow, right? I mean, it's obviously front page, what everyone's paying attention to economically, because that's going to be a major, major factor in what happens next. So before we get started and we get to the debt ceiling, you guys, don't forget, same name as the podcast, thecashflowchronicles.com. Go to thecashflowchronicles.com. If you're a brand new investor, or you've never invested, or you've only done one, or you're close, but maybe you want to get, you know, a little bit more education, I'm very close to releasing my five steps to your first passive income video series. It's going to be loaded with so much more than just 5 videos. There's going to be all kinds of checklists and things for you guys to hang on to in order to learn from. And then obviously there'll be a big bonus at the end as well, which I'm very excited about, that I've seen no one do before. So you'll have to subscribe in order to get access to all of that. So thecashflowchronicles.com, go there, subscribe to the list, and that list will be the first one to get access to the video. So very, very excited about that. Okay, so if you guys haven't seen, an agreement has been reached. Now, we're going to go over a few things on this. One, it still has to go to vote for the Senate and the House. The biggest keys here are, it doesn't, so nothing's really changing, unfortunately. And if you guys have been listening the last couple of weeks, as I've been talking about this, this has been the big push, right? Especially from the Republican side, is the Republicans want, well, first, both parties, it's bipartisan, both sides want a deal to be reached, because nobody wants to send the country into default. But the Republicans wanted to cut on spending, and the Democrats wanted to wait and cut spending later. So essentially what we've reached is, the borrowing limit will be suspended until January of 2025. So basically 18 months. And then the fiscal year for the country, from what I've learned now, begins in October. So 2024 fiscal year actually begins in October of this year. So it sets a 1% spending cap, 1% cap on spending increases for the 2025 fiscal year. So essentially for the 2024 fiscal year, there's no cap. And then the In 2025, it sets it to 1%. Military spending will increase 3% in fiscal 2024. I believe that's around $800 billion. So that's obviously a marginal increase, right? Which not, you know, I try not to get too political. Don't want to get into too much of that, but certainly you could argue that there an increase in military spending may not be the most important focus right now, but that's what we're looking at. So the biggest thing, though, coming out of here are two things. One is a change to what happened with the IRS. So if you guys remember, you probably saw the memes and the different headlines that came out last year when the Biden administration added $80 billion to the IRS budget. Essentially, what this was to do was to kind of bulk it up, right? Add more auditors and, you know, more agents and more people to basically keep up so that things weren't so delayed, right? If you guys have ever dealt with the IRS, it's very, very delayed. I mean, I started Katana Capital Group in January of 2022. And not long after that, I went to my CPA and we filed to have a change to an S corp. And not to get too deep into structure, but an S corp just essentially changes the makeup of your company so that it operates as like its own entity, right? And there's some different tax breaks as well from a business standpoint. So. And honestly, I don't know all of them. I just follow the advice of those who do know more than me. So I'm not going to try to explain what I don't know a lot about. But the story here is that essentially I had to wait for them. Well, you send it and you file it, right? And as long as you've sent it and you can obviously, you know, have proof of when you sent it, right? So from there, you basically are considered an S corp. I didn't receive a letter back from the IRS with the notice of filing and the completion and everything and the acceptance until this year. It took a whole year just to get a letter that said, hey, we now recognize CCG as an S corp. So that's basically showing you how delayed the IRS is. And so this $80 billion boost was to help kind of expedite that and get things moving a little bit quickly, including fixing a lot of outdated systems. I'm sure it will shock you, but the IRS uses a lot of outdated systems for a lot of their auditing and their systems and processes. So all that to say, the debt ceiling now will cut that fund, so $80 billion. It will cut it up. It will basically remove $21.4 billion. So essentially bringing it down to $59 billion. Now, from what I understand, this isn't going to be a major setback for the IRS. Believe it or not, not a lot of the, you know, as a government worker for the IRS, you don't make a lot of money. So, you know, the hiring and incentives and different things weren't going to really cost that much. Not to mention $59 billion is a lot of money. You can pay a lot of salaries with that, needless to say. So, and it's spread over 10 years. They basically just take draws from it. So that's one of the biggest cutbacks. And then another one is student loan payments were paused due to COVID, and those will resume August 30th. Now, they were already set to resume, or that was kind of the goal, but now it's being signed in to law, so it will officially resume August 30th. So there you have it. That's basically it. Not a lot. Changes, unfortunately. You know, a lot of the analysts and economists are basically just saying we're just more or less kicking the can down the road, which is unfortunate because ultimately we can't keep borrowing money to cover our costs. Eventually that's going to catch up to you, right? Think about it like this. If you would say you go open a credit card, right? You've got great credit. You go open a credit card. And let's say you get a $20,000 tab, right? You run up and you max out at 20,000. And then in order to pay it, you go take on a loan, right? And that loan is at, let's say, 10%, right? So you pay it off, but now you're paying 10%. So then to pay that loan back, you then go take out another credit card. And you can see you start taking on credit cards. And so then you go take on another credit card. So now your credit's getting hit, right? Because you're maxing out credit cards and you're taking out loans to pay it off. And so you're reducing the amount you're able to borrow each time because your credit rating is going down. And therefore, eventually, you're not going to be able to pay back a maxed out credit card or a loan payment because you're not able to go borrow enough money. And that is essentially what the US is doing. And eventually what happens, you go into default, right? And then it's basically bankruptcy if you're, you know, but the US can't go into bankruptcy. That would literally sink the entire economy. So as you guys can see, this is a big deal and it's something that needs to be addressed. And from what it looks like it's something, to me, it feels like something the Republicans are going to leverage next year during the election to try to talk about how they're going to reduce government spending, which is a very, is typically a big focus for the Republicans anyway. Democrats tend to not focus so much on that, which is why a lot of businesses tend to be leaning a little bit more to the right, because when you get into business and you realize, you know, at a basic level, you need to be making more than you spend, you realize that your government should also probably be doing the same thing, and they're not. And that's an issue. And it's frustrating when you're a business owner or even not, and you're just, you know, an everyday consumer. And, you know, here you are having to follow the rules of the credit and, you know, keep your credit up so that you can be a good borrower. And here's the government being a horrible borrower, right? And so it's quite frustrating. But ultimately, what it's led to is a decision that hopefully will create a soft landing and not push us into recession. Although there's obviously a ton of evidence to support that we're in a recession, but what it's looking like is it won't be as bad as 07 to 09. So there you have it. That's what we've reached. That's the decision that's been made. Let me know what you guys think. I'd love to hear from you. Obviously reach out to me on social media at Johnny Catani, JONNYCATTANI. Of course, subscribe to my list. That will put you on my email list. You can respond to those emails. Hit reply comes right to, it goes to an account that's connected that I have access to, basically. Not my personal, but my personal is there. I mean, it's Jonathan at Catani Cowboy Group. I'll give it to you right now. So reach out to me. Let me know what you guys think. Would love to hear from you. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you on Friday, which will officially be June, and we will have some awesome topics to get to. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will talk to you Friday. See ya. Thank you again for tuning in. Who do you know that wants more cash flow? Share this episode with them so you can grow your cash flow together. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you're subscribed on your platform of choice so you never miss a new episode. Go to CatanCapitalGroup.com to learn more.